This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you. Hello, another hour here, the Hour of Power. A lot of people steal that phrase, and it becomes pedantic, so I won't use it. But it is, I think we have powerful radio, if I do say so myself. One of the best consultants, who's a friend of your father's, J.J. Kirshner, is here. Mike McVeigh is our consultant, and I've talked to Valerie Geller, who is a radio consultant. And her thing, her mantra is that you need to use powerful words and powerful phrases and expressions when you're doing programs like this. So not everything can be powerful. And sometimes the power comes from the way you use the word. Sometimes the power is the word. Sometimes it's the way it's used. And sometimes there's no word at all. It's just the power is in what you hear. So hopefully what we are doing here is powerful radio. She's written a couple of books on powerful radio, and you can probably find them if you are of that ilk. At any rate, we're here to focus on the issues of the day, the items that people are talking about. One of the things, as we talk about the weather and wintertime and whether or not you got your vaccine, you get a flu shot, I was talking to a friend of mine who gets sick pretty much every year with flu-like symptoms. He calls it being phantom sick. He gets run down. He's deprived of sleep. And it happens when there's a lot of activity going on in his life, when he's working hard physically as well as mentally, and then he doesn't get enough recovery time. Also, he says that when he flies a lot, and he does for his business, it messes up his sleep times. I've been very fortunate, knock on wood. It doesn't really bother me when I'm going back and forth. But some people, yeah, their bodies really some people take the abuse in a good way, and some people don't. Their bodies send you a strong signal like, slow down, buddy. Take it easy.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of like, if you don't give me a break, I will force you to give me a break.
Yeah, right. But I know one of the things happens when I get a good night's sleep, or two or three, if I feel like I'm run down a little bit. Fortunately, I don't get sick. I have been very fortunate in my life to have a good health. Even though I didn't really necessarily come from good health, I have been able, through my own, way of living, to not get sick. And I don't usually find myself getting worn out, but that's because I listen to my body, and that would be what I would pass along. You know what you know about your body. You need to know. I have talked to Jack Stockwell on this program and on the Good Day Health program, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus as well, the two focal points of information, and we all say the same thing. They're not there. They're there to help you, to advise you, but they're not in charge of your body. You are. And so you need to schedule recovery time, take a trip. Maybe you read a book at night, or maybe you just take, like last night I was done at 8 o'clock, and I watched a couple of episodes of Chicago stuff. That was it. And then, gonzo. So don't let your body rule you. You rule your body. I think that's the takeaway here from all of this. And so, as we talk, no doubt people's minds are going to the vaccine. Did you have it? Did you not have it? Did you get it? And did you have the vaccine anyway? I know somebody got really sick this past week, and they'd had the vaccine. I did get my first three shots. I wouldn't get them again. I have no interest in getting a flu shot or anything else. I just don't think, A, I need it, and B, I'm not sure what's in it, frankly. I'm not trying to spread
even with
anything
the flu shot?
No, the flu shot I'm okay with. I don't need it. I never had the flu. So I don't think I need the flu shot. I did it last year because it sort of went in with having the three other shots. And I did that because of my family, as much as anything else, to the kids and stuff. So I did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. Do I think it's the right thing to do now? No, I actually don't. I don't think you need it. I think you got to take care of yourself. This was what I was talking about here. You need vitamins. You need sleep. You need exercise. You need to keep your mind fresh and alert. And that will, you'll pretty much win the day if you do all that. It's easier said than done, for sure. No question about it. And there's a lot of stuff around in the air. There's just lots of garbage.
Of course. And one of the things that irks me amongst all of this, because, of course, yes, the whole fact that people were being told what they should or should not put in their body with the COVID vaccine, but calling anybody who doesn't want the COVID vaccine or didn't want the COVID vaccine an anti-vaxxer, because anti-vaxxers are against all vaccines. And the majority of people still have that, but they still had other vaccines. They still vaccinated their kids with other things. Children. It was just not the COVID one. Doug, like you, I had three of the shots, the first two rounds and then one booster, and I regret it 110%. The last time I had COVID, I was incredibly sick, and I think I'm still dealing with long COVID. But the first time I had it, it was barely anything. I had worse symptoms with the vaccine, and the last time, the booster I had, how sick I was, that was almost how I knew immediately that I had COVID, because they mimicked the exact same symptoms. Like, what is the point of that? And then we didn't. And then anytime I have a heart, or not a heart, but like a chest pain, I think that I'm having a heart situation because of the vaccine. It's a mind trick, too.
Yeah, the power of government is not to be dismissed. And because this week the FDA has recommended a couple of different kinds of vaccines, if you're older, if you're my age, the FDA says you need to get these vaccines. Well, okay, you can tell people, you can scare them. Maybe you ought to try educating people as to what's really... People want to know what's in the vaccine.
Yes.
So tell them what's in the vaccine.
What are all the
Why is there a big secret? It's like this collusion between big government and big pharma. Hello? Of course there's collusion. There's a lot of money to be made. Look at all the advertising, never mind for the shots that's on the air, but drugs in general. Drugs, 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 drugs. We're run by the drug economy.
And look at the segregation of it. There were the people who were vaccinated against the people who were not vaccinated. People who were vaccinated could go into certain buildings. People who were not vaccinated or couldn't show proof of vaccination were not permitted on premises. Yeah.
Ridiculous. All right. So anyway, thinking about this, somebody just called and wanted to talk to me about the people on my farm who were vaccinated last year. I think here's this gentleman's point of view.
Hey, Doug, this is Joe. Just out of curiosity, knowing what we know now about the COVID vaccine, do you have any regrets about making your people that work for you on your farm go get the vaccine? Just a thought. Thank you.
Okay. So, number one, sir, I did not make them get the vaccine. We talked about it. It was decided by the three of them that they would get the vaccine. So they took them to a clinic and they got their vaccine. They got their shots. We have discussed it since then, and they have decided, as I have, that they don't think they need any more, nor do they want any more shots. That was their decision, not mine. I did not mandate anything. I wouldn't do that. That's not my way. I wouldn't tell Jay, if you want to work here, you better get a shot or you're fired. But there were a lot of people who did tell their employees, as Jay just said, there were a lot of people who did tell their employees, either you get the shots or you're out of here. And so that kind of,
even the medical professional, people were losing their jobs left and right who we needed that medical professional because the hospitals were being overrun with patients.
And what they know that we didn't.
And they went ahead and kicked them out the door.
Yeah. So anyway, so thank you. 855-999-DOUG is always the way you can be in touch with us. That's 855-999-3684. With thoughts, questions, whatever, that was a legitimate question, a good question for this discussion. No question about it. And we'll probably make it into the Good Day download for today. Jade makes those decisions as to what you hear in our daily podcast. But you can hear the whole program, you know, through the course of the day at gooddayshow.com, all of the hours. And then the next day we have the podcast. We were talking a couple of different items here that are worth going back to listening. Depending on your own interests, I guess, much as anything else, try to vary the conversation, as you know. The fight against AM radio. Now, I saw something yesterday in the trades about some of the car manufacturers want to take FM radios out of the cars, too. I was so irate. Maybe this started the conversation. Is this how I started? I can't remember how I started the conversation. I was in one of these crap can Toyotas over the weekend. That's all I could find to rent, so that's what I got. And there was no AM radio in it. Couldn't find, you couldn't really even find a dial. It says audio on the screen, and so you mess around and you can find Sirius and you can find, hey, this is America. We should have free choice. How the hell, this is like Zuckerberg and that bunch on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, social media, trying to tell you what to think by excluding things on their platforms that they don't agree with. Well, now the car manufacturers are telling us what we can have and what we can't have. So you have freedom of choice. Don't buy a car that doesn't have an AM radio or an FM radio or any kind of radio. Don't buy it. That's the way you get to the people who are, and maybe younger people that come along because they listen to podcasts and they listen so much to special stuff on their devices, just plug those in to the audio system of the car. Maybe they don't care. Maybe that's what it is. I just find it ridiculous. It's more than ridiculous. It's obscene the way these people are trying to control what you think and how you do, whatever, whether it's shots, whether it's the radio, whatever it is. Also, on our most recent downloaded conversation about Jane Fonda and what's going on in her career at this point, she's 85 years old. Another celebrity, Courtney Cox, she had got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so the Friends ladies showed up. It was kind of fun. Why Dilbert was canceled. What's going on with that? Politically woken up. Jack Stockwell is in the latest download sharing his experience with COVID, the vaccine that killed his brother-in-law. There's something for you really to think about. We also have on a recent Good Day download talked about, you always have to help me with this, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
Ghislaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. She wants to get out of jail free. I don't know about that. Austin Butler, fellow played Elvis, has got some health problems, and that we talk about. Also, Warren Eckstein shows up to talk about wiping your pet's paws after they've been outside. So, all the info, gooddayshow.com all day long. The download is at gooddayshow.com. You can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, it's at Good Day On Air. This is the Good Day program, surprisingly, right?
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought I'd care about gardening until I bought a house in the suburbs. But now I find myself in conversations about liquid fertilizer, and I wonder, am I the fertilizer guy now? No, no way. Everyone knows the ratio between phosphorus and nitrogen, right? Yeah, I'm still totally cool.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or just go to eBay Motors and get it right the first time. When you see the green check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's 23 after the hour. Every hour in this portion of the program, social media becomes our focus, and many times we pay attention to our own social media at Good Day, Good Day Radio Show, and Good Day On Air. Some of the things that you have responded to, a question that Jay posed that was, well, input is what we're looking for because it makes for good discussion. We find out what you're thinking. So the question was, what can be done to restore faith in our government? It's not just one or two bad eggs any longer. We can't trust any of them to tell the truth. So that's a good question. We got
that
some...
was a question posed to us, yeah, and wanted to get everybody else.
Oh, I thought you put that up there. No, that's...
But I did. But the question itself, that's why it's in quotations.
Okay.
A question that was recently posed to us, and we want your input, and then that's the question. And it is a valid question worth a group conversation.
Yep. Gretchen Stuller said, what's sad is Americans have the power to change Washington and can seize that power at the ballot box. We can impose our own term limits on Washington, etc. Yes, but it's becoming harder and harder because of the roadblocks Republicans and Democrats put in the way so they can maintain control. Here's Brian, who said, sadly, there's no easy fix. We've let it go so far. It's become a failed government. Must be rebuilt from the foundation up. So, he says the foundation is solid, and it is. But all of this talk, so what are we willing to do? Going to Washington on January 6th and crashing through windows doesn't fix the problem. Doesn't do it. All they did was make the problem worse, in fact.
And people who went there and did that had the intentions to go there and do that. They weren't there to be
some
protest.
Not all of them. But
then
some
other
them,
people right. who did end up going inside, they didn't break in. They were allowed to go in, and they thought that they were just there on a tour or a self-guided tour eventually because they... I'm sure there were a lot of people who did not feel like they were doing anything wrong where other people were like, no, we know fully what we are
we're
doing.
We're in here to cause trouble.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
Right. Gene Roby writes, it's never been in my lifetime when ignorance... race, choose your own gender, you can be dumb as a rock. There's something about that. I think she's right. Anyway, there'll be nothing left if we keep going down this road. It isn't just the lefties. The righties don't like the lefties. The lefties don't like the righties. And that's the problem. Listening to people, agreeing or disagreeing, but having a conversation that isn't based on threats or anger. Mm-hmm. You will never fix anything as long as you think everybody else is wrong but you. Never, never, never. You're not going to force people into acting a way in which they are not comfortable acting, frankly.
Of course. Some people can be bought, as we've seen. But it's one of those things that no matter what party a politician is with, most of them have the same outcome in mind, which is better for
their own domination,
as well as the next generations.
Yeah, right. Here's Carrie.
To get that.
Peters, who writes, there's no transparency, acting as if they are celebrities too good to answer questions. There's some of that for sure.
That does.
Forgetting they work for
true.
The people. Yeah.
Like,
get rid of conflict.
Celebrities now.
Conflict of interest. Yeah, they are. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene and all the hoopla around her. She's a, you know, she's a banana, for God's sake. She's crazy. And doesn't, I mean, she's elected by the people. But what was the means in which that all took place? The people don't vote in the primary. See, you all can talk about this. And you can talk about why it is the way it is. But look in the mirror. All of you, any of the number of dozens of people who commented on this question that we posted at the Good Day Show, Facebook page, have you voted consistently in primaries? If you don't vote in primaries, you are the problem. Because the primaries are where the real selections take place. So all of you can, you know, talk about that Trump is the best and Biden's the worst and all of that stuff. That doesn't do a damn thing for anybody. It really doesn't. The fact that Trump is the choice and Biden's the choice is because you don't make the choices that you really want to make. All right, so think about that as we continue on here at 20.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Ah, just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Chicago police officer who was badly wounded during a shootout with a gunman yesterday on the southwest side has died. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown did not identify the officer or give his age.
And began running from officers armed with a gun. The officers began pursuing this offender at close range. Shots were exchanged between the offender and our officer, who is now deceased. The offender was struck in a critical condition.
Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in California for several snowed-in mountain communities in San Bernardino and Los Angeles counties. This woman is stuck in her home in Twin Peaks, just like her neighbors.
Nobody can get on our street, and everybody's in the same boat.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. It's your daily Think Fest, if I do say so myself. Time with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Something in my eye. I guess it's my eyeball.
Is it your finger?
Well, it was my finger for a moment there. Yes, thank you. Amazing. We're in a time that is just amazing. I was just reflecting on some of the things we were talking about in the last half hour, which you can catch by going to gooddayshow.com, talking about various freedoms that we have. We don't have political freedom and freedom of choice. We didn't have during COVID. But think about some of the other things, excuse me, that have been constructed here in this country based on the basic rule of law and the free market which still works, even though the government sticks, it's talking about something in your eye. I feel like I'm getting poked all the time, running a business, trying to be successful. We, those of us who live here, still have countless options. For example, what are you going to eat tonight? You make your decision, right? How do you entertain yourselves? Going to a concert, watching TV, going to a movie, going to a ball game. You have choices on who you want to date, who you want to marry, that kind of things. What do you do with your day? What kind of work do you have? This is great. I don't think this is a problem.
No.
Do you? You can, you know, if you want to do a couple of different things at a time, like I have, I'm always going in 3-4 different directions. And that's what I like. So I'm enjoying what I do, and therefore it's great. You know, I go back to, and you do too, think about when you were young, when you tried new things, right? The older you get, the less likely you are to try new things, find out what it is that you can do or what do you make, what choices do you make. That's kind of, I think it's important to continue that, excuse me, through the path of your life. That's what resonates with me, making choices. I made choices about religion, choices about the friends that I have. You do the same thing, right? Nobody's telling you who your friend has to be. And if you have somebody telling you that, you better lose them as a friend or even as a partner. If your wife or your husband says, oh, you can't be friends with that person because she's a Republican, time for a change. That would be the way I'd look at it. Maybe you're okay with it. I'm not. And I don't mean just there. I'm talking about I don't like that person because fill in the blank. He's old. He's young. He's rich. He's poor. He's black. He's white. I mean, that's nonsense. What good does that do you? I know I'm off on a toot here,
but it's also very small-minded. And everybody, because some people just genuinely don't mesh well with other people. They don't like those people, and they have their own reasons. But
yeah,
don't convince other people not to like them based on your reasons. Let them figure out how they feel about this person themselves based on their own experience.
Right. And that goes for what you listen to, what you read. It's the, you know, you have choices. You know, I'm all worked up, and maybe this is my latest thing, excuse me, the AI thing and what it's doing. What will it do to student life? What will it do to medical? There's a stream of thread through Chicago Med. They have this new hospital. If you watch the show, they have what an operating room is called 2.0, and in it is this artificially intelligent operating machine that looks at all of the things going on in the body as you're doing the operation and comes up with various ways to fix the problems that whatever the operation is all about is trying to fix. And it's a look into how our choices in that department are shrinking because of what somebody thinks is a good idea. I don't know that I think artificial intelligence is a good idea. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's a good idea. But what am I going to be able to do about it? What are you going to be able to do about it? Because there is, on the other side, there are fewer choices. Now, if you're using social media, what choices do you have? I was talking about choices. You got Facebook, you got Instagram, you got Twitter, and that's about it. Right? Google. Maybe, but
I mean, there's TikTok, there's Snapchat, there are a lot of others, yeah. But the main ones, yeah, it's those three. And two of them are owned by the same parent company.
Right, exactly. And so these people, these are the ones, these tech giants, are the ones who are lauding artificial intelligence, and then they're selling this to the big companies like the car manufacturers. Artificial intelligence already, whether you know it or not, is powering voice assistants, for example. What do you think Siri and Alexa are all about? Right? That's artificial intelligence. Yeah, as Ask Siri for my grandson, 8 years old, said to Siri the other day when we were going to eat dinner, please turn the music down. Huh? There was music playing. Miles says, Siri, please turn the music down. Guess what? The volume of the music went down. Just by saying it, walking by some speaker or some device, right? So is that Okay, it doesn't hurt anything, I guess, in that circumstance. But how far does it go? What are the limitations that are there, or should we put limitations? Already, according to Google, they've spent $100 billion to work on artificial intelligence. That tells you how much money they have, how much money they control, how much money they are working with. If they've got that kind of dough to spend on artificial intelligence. So you think you're going to be able to ignore it? And so when I think about it, I think about some of the things, instead of writing your thoughts down in social media exchanges, there are now some ways that you can speak to Siri or whatever, whoever on the phone, and that's what survives, not what's printed, but what you say. Is that okay? I'm thinking about science. Is this science fiction or is it science reality? It was science fiction, but now it's reality. And so do we risk being dominated by machines that we don't control? Are we going to have artificial intelligence teach our children, for example? In some theory, I don't see how you can do it in gym class, but you could probably do it in many other ways.
Oh, it's just like with people who work out, there's this one thing, the mirror, and it is a virtual workout thing. Or look at Peloton,
really?
Or any of that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where you're not in the actual class, you have a person teaching from the other end.
So is it artificial intelligence, or is it who controls the technology? You got guys like Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and these two little worms at Google. You want them to control what the artificial intelligence does? Because that's where it's going. Those guys have the money, and those guys are interested in having more control over what goes on because it's good for their bank account. That's kind of where this all is at the moment. So I don't know that there's a choice to be made, and because it's convenient or they're smart enough to make it easy to use, thus Miles walks by the speaker and says, Siri, please turn the volume down. But that's pretty simple, right? I mean, that's kind of...
I sure hope he is telling her thank you as well, because we still have to show manners for when the AIs start running the world.
I'm not sure that he looks at it as anything other than a machine. But what are the... No, he didn't say thank you, now that you mention it. He says thank you when his mother gives him his meal. I didn't hear any thank you to Siri.
Yeah, start telling these AIs thank you and please, because when they take over the world, they're going to be like, you know what? You are cool.
Uh-huh. Right. The Senate has voted to repeal a rule that lets retirement funds consider climate change when they invest. Biden's going to veto the bill. This was a Republican-led thing to consider the rule is that retirement funds have to consider climate change when they invest. See, that's where I'm going to the opposite extreme here now, because that's not about choice. Why should Joe Biden or people in the Senate or people anywhere tell you how you can invest? You ought to invest your retirement funds in what you want to invest in. Not if somebody tells you, well, you can't do this because it doesn't consider climate change. And then no, 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 no. I sound like I'm talking to a dog, right?
No.
No. Supreme Court, this week, looking at the Biden student loan forgiveness plan. Now, if depending on which way they go, I was looking, trying to figure out what Amy Coney, what's her name? Coney, right? Amy mm-hmm. Coney Barrett. I think she may have been on the other side with this as they scrutinize these loan company and or companies. She's not doing what people expect her to do, which is I happen to think that it's good for them not to go down, not to be predictable, even though most of the stuff they do is predictable. So that is yet to be decided, but they're working on it this week. So the other thing, we were talking about this off the air, banning the use of Latinx. Did we decide that's what it was called? Latinx?
Latinx, mm-hmm.
Right. So the Republicans want to ban it, and apparently some Latinos want to ban it as well. Is it offensive? Is that the problem? I don't even know, because I don't pay attention to this kind of stuff. I think it's a fool's game to touch, like, binary, him, them, he, it, whatever
and
the hell.
It's one of those things. It should not be affecting anybody else. What's the problem?
What is the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the problem is we don't know what the problem is. Right?
Why is it such a problem for people? Why is it so offensive? It's so not your life that
this
you're
started,
living.
This movement started in Connecticut, where the Democrats in the state legislature introduced legislation to ban the word from government documents. And so not only the Democrats, but a lot of Republicans are on that side. Did this start with Sarah Huckabee Sanders right after she was, remember, didn't that this become a thing in Arkansas, barring Latinx from state documents? I think she was the first one to do this. And now it's become, you know, it's kind of like a, it's one of these things that if you're a right winger, this is the side of the argument that you're on. Ban it, the more wokeism, according to the Republicans, the Democrats, and their wokeism. But is it? I don't know, there's so many ways.
Which their woke is different splitting. From what woke originally was supposed to be.
it's essentially
been hijacked by people who.
Right. Let's have a new television program. We'll call it WokeX. And we'll do woke stuff, right?
Well, and it's just one of those things that it's like cancel culture, where cancel culture started essentially because of people being sexually abused or harassed by higher ups, and then it just went into other things. And woke is supposed to bring awareness to something that now it's completely left the building.
Yep. Well, we have to leave the building now because 48 after the hour. Hold on, Jay.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new trend. Nothing is a
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
After the hour now, it's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Maduro, Florida. Help yourself to his expertise. All you have to do is dial up his office, 352-735-1400, to connect with Ken and his staff. So the very thorough investigation that happens to me, he's an investigator. He's a doctor, but he's investigating what's going on in your body. You want to find out what's going on? He's the guy to talk to. You don't want to know what's going on? Don't waste your time. Don't call. All right, that's what I would say. Help yourself to more information. That's my priority. I want to know what's going on in my body. If you want a second opinion about something or a thorough exam, call Ken, 352-735-1400. All right, in the question department, my first question comes to a specific type of problem that older folks are having. I'm fortunate. I don't think I have it, but there are a lot of folks who do. So why are doctors screening older folks for anxiety, Ken? Because there's so many anxiety disorders among seniors. What's the scoop? What do you think?
What a great question, Doug. And I think we should be, because there is an epidemic of anxiety among everybody. I don't care what the age is right now. And anxiety leads to mental stress. I'll tell you, as a provider, as a physician, currently, I definitely screen my patients for anxiety and mental stress, because I'm not going to get their heart better and optimal to be their best heart unless I get their anxiety and mental stress under control. And also, to deal with this objectively, we now measure it. We have these wearables that we provide our patients with, where we can actually measure their level of anxiety, their mental stress. It looks at their heart rate acceleration, and it looks at their heart rate variability, checking the pulse from the wrist on this watch. It just measures beat-to-beat changes in cycle length and also acceleration of the heartbeat, and you can actually objectively see a score from 1 to 100 on what your mental stress level is and get it down and lower the anxiety. So we're measuring it objectively. We're definitely screening for it, and we know it's not insignificant because it can ruin your life and you can ruin your heart.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Okay, exercise. We had talked earlier about labor, heavy labor. I've been a laborer in a sense all my life. Working on the farm wasn't my primary activity, but I've always been fortunately strong for my size and my age. So as we sort of jut off a little from the heavy labor discussion to exercise itself, the benefits seem to be more than just your body, it would seem. What are the exercise that you exercise 3 or 4 times a week? So what do you think, what can you tell people about what else besides what goes on in their body, what else functions better?
Well, as a tie-in to your last question about anxiety, we talked about diagnosing all the anxiety, and I'm sure the listeners are wondering how you're going to treat it. And you did a great job of tying that to one of the reports this week in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry, that exercising at least once a month, that's all, improves the functioning of the brain later. But to improve the functioning of the brain immediately and get rid of this anxiety, you have to figure out what works well for you individually. And I think exercise, after the doctor says it's okay if you haven't been in an exercise program, is a wonderful way to treat anxiety. If you need some talking therapy, also a wonderful way. Learn how to meditate, yoga, find out whatever it is you like doing for fun. Personally, do it and get the steam out of the ear. All of these things are important in getting an ideal program for dealing anxiety, and hopefully you'll only be in the very small percent of people who actually need drug therapy.
Mm-hmm. And then as you exercise, probably one of the few steps, or there are other steps, to lower your odds of getting dementia. You want to mention a few more of those?
Absolutely. Out of the American Academy of Neurology, this week they announced 7 healthy steps to lower your odds for dementia. Let's go through these really quickly. And as you were alluding to first, Doug, being active is the first one, eating better, maintaining a healthy weight. 4, not smoking, having a healthy blood pressure. 6 is controlling cholesterol. And 7, keeping your blood sugar under control at a normal level.
Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Food for thought, and that's what this is all about. Help yourself to questions. You can send them along to me at The Good Day Show, Doug Steffen at gooddayshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, he's the man in the focus answering your questions. Thank you, Dr. Ken, for answering the questions that come to Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.